right now. And with that, let's go straight to our feature. And it is produced, engineered by DJ Jalila Arthur, with the musician, the singer-songwriter, the multi-talent, and totally unpredictable artist, Jonah Micah Judy. He came up here earlier this week to Studio C to talk about his latest album, Appalachian Grandbaby, and to play some of the songs in solo acoustic form. What's interesting about this record, aside from his own writing, he's been very, very generous when it comes to the covers and chosen some, maybe one or two, that would be really all that recognizable. All the other covers may come from well-known performers, Elliott Smith, The Cranberries, Gillian Welch, but they're deep cuts. And just to prove how deep he wants to go, is an artist who, over the years, I have found only one cover version of a Kate Bush song. Only one. I'm sure there are others, but a rarely covered artist, Jonah Micah Judy, went and covered her. Before we get into Studio C, let's tickle your ears with his version of Under Ice right here on Ear to the Ground.
It's wonderful everywhere, so why the river has frozen over, not a soul on the ice, only me skating.
It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
I was not familiar with your work before Matthew introduced me to you, and I just wanted to start off by saying that I'm very grateful to know of you as an artist. And right in time for the changing weather, I felt like if you're looking for something to listen to on these cloudy days, Jonah Micah Judy is the place to go.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're one of the few people who knows about me, so that's good.
I thought we'd just get started with some of your music, with some of the sound, and truly introduce the audience to you.
Okay, I'll play something from the new CD.
Only about
thief of what walks away. That force in you, the gift to walk away. Less than a foreign face.
That was So-Called Local,
mm-hmm,
by Jonah Micah Judy here on Ear to the Ground. That was very haunting. It was very beautiful. Thank you for playing that for us.
Thank you.
And that was a track off of your new album, Appalachian Grandbaby.
Yes, Appalachian Grandbaby, as we Appalachian folks say. Well, it's kind of like a north-south thing. I think everybody above Virginia would say Appalachian.
And then it's Appalachian.
You get in trouble,
yeah,
in South if you don't say Appalachian.
Ha! Learn something new every day. So what does it mean to be an Appalachian grandbaby?
Well, it can mean a lot of things. First, I was thinking bluegrass is the great grandfather of punk rock. And from that place, I kind of went to Appalachian Grandbaby as a more open to interpretation title. I've lived a lot back and forth across the U.S., and a lot of my family's from North Carolina, and that's where I met my partner. And, you know, it's music and it's heritage and, you know, it's post-colonial. I mean, everybody coming over here and mixing with natives, whether or not they wanted it, and I have native heritage as well. And
now your home is the Southwest.
Yeah, I was born here in Albuquerque. And I just moved back 2 years ago.
Excellent. How's it treating you so far?
Finally, have enough green chili. Annually is not enough.
You're back to stasis.
Yeah. Just coping.
I was looking into your work and I saw this new project. Can you tell me about the Casey Machine?
Yeah. Casey Machine is an EDM project, or was. We had a single come out. It's actually an ex-boyfriend of mine from North Carolina. We met at this bonsai exhibit a long time ago, 15 or 16 years ago, and fallen and out of touch. And one of the times we got back in touch, he sent me this music and I just top-lined for it. And so that's my EDM single.
So that was some older stuff that I had stumbled upon.
No, it's actually from this year.
It's from this year. Okay, mm-hmm. I thought so. I was like, that looks like a new project. So Casey Machine, you laid out the vocals and the top tracks, like you were saying.
Yeah, I love doing work as a vocalist. I just started getting paid a little bit to do that and I love that a lot.
Excellent. And Matthew was sort of hinting at your encapsulation of multiple kinds of performance. And
yeah, I walked in and he said, there are three performers in this guy, so be careful with your audio setup.
Exactly. What do I need here? Because I noticed you do comedy, acting, and then other performance arts under your belt. It's quite the trifecta.
Yeah. I do a lot of stuff. People say, what are you into? And it's really hard for me to answer that. I've been building houses for 12 years, and I tried to get a nonprofit off the ground for building houses for homeless people, and I raised, like, enough for a couple of pieces of plywood. And
oh, no. Was that the Tiny Homes Project?
Yeah, and I build them to sell, you know, but it would be nice to just equalize the housing situation going on at least some places.
But fundraising, oh boy, what a task.
Yeah, that's not something I enjoy, so I try to avoid that.
Understandable. Yeah, I was looking at some of your, what would you call them? I don't know, comedy satires? Spoofs?
Yeah, we did. Almost. We did a parody of a Lucas Graham song that every time it came on, you just get that. And I just started singing it, you know. Once I was 7 years old, and kind of took it in the vampire direction. And then I ended up getting together with my partner, Nicole, and my ex-partner, Nicole, who does video in Seattle, Nicole Valentine. And we did an epic shoot on a rooftop in Seattle and then on our way back through Flagstaff and here in Albuquerque and did the video right. And then, you know, when you have kids and you work and go to school, it's a lot to get a project like that done. So it took like a year and a half, but I'm really satisfied with it.
Worth it. Lots of laughs.
Thanks.
Lots of laughs.
This album, Appalachian Grandbaby, I've been working on for 3 years, just traveling around and kind of faking myself a band with friends who play and saying, hey, you know, while we're hanging out, you want to record some drums for this song? And they're like, okay. And then, you know, I'd get a drum track and I'd go to Flagstaff and get some steel guitar from my friend Eric. There was a lot of collaborating that went on all over. There was also an amazing guitarist who goes by The Secret Sea is his official name, and he's from Israel. I was looking for somebody. This is my first CD with covers on it, and I really wanted to do Angelus by Elliott Smith because it's one of my favorite songs of all time, possibly my favorite song of all time. But the guitar in that song is just from Angels, and I can't even touch it. And so I went looking on YouTube, like, maybe I could find somebody who'd want to put some guitar down for this. And I found this guy, Amit, and he did it just like Elliot. And I wrote to him, and I was in Arizona at the time, and I said, where are you? Do you want to play on my CD? And he was like, well, I'm in Israel. That's where I'm from. But I'm actually coming to Prescott, Arizona, in the next few months. And I was like, what? So we worked long distance. I put him in the studio in Israel, and he did the guitar for me, and then I did the vocals in Arizona. And then he came to my tiny house recording studio when it was in Arizona, and he plays guitar on the Nick Drake cover on here. And we also recorded some more Elliott Smith that's not on this album, just for fun.
So this is collaboration MapQuest style.
Collaboration, you've been living as a displaced person for 12 years style. Yeah.
Very nice.
I never understood how to have a band. And I think the best way with the technology that's evolved since I started playing 15 years ago is just to, you know, magic the song over and get it magicked back with some bass.
Wow, that's incredible. And then I imagine a tiny home makes for a really good sound space.
Well, it obviously depends on the shape of the space, but the
right.
one that I recorded in, I vaulted the ceilings and I have exposed rafters. And when Amit and I recorded the Nick Drake cover on here, it's like a 6x8 room, and we were just sitting across from each other and we just did it live, and it was so much fun.
That's incredible. Will we hear that space and present in the recordings on this new album, Appalachian Grandbaby?
It's a very subtle sound, but yeah.
Excellent. And let's hear some Studio C sound now, if you would, grace our ears with another.
Okay, I'm going to play one that's full band on the album, but it's acoustic here, obviously, because I'm the only one playing. But it's going to be quiet, and then it's going to get loud. So for whatever buttons you need to press.
Thank you very much.
Or inline compression or whatever. Might
to sing to you for, but you fold yourself into my songs now.
I'm DJ Leela here with you for Ear to the Ground, and I'm joined in the studio by Jonah, Micah, Judy. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much.
And the name of that song?
That's Jeddah.
That's Jeddah.
And that's the leading song on Appalachian Grandbaby, which is out now. Now.
Track one, Jeddah. So let's talk about your future.
Okay.
Let's talk about some events that you have coming up soon.
Okay, that I can handle. I have a show with a Brooklyn-based musician who invited me to play October 29th, which is a Monday, at the Blue Grasshopper in Rio Rancho. And we're doing a CD release party at the Arts Lab here on UNM campus on November 17th, which is a Saturday night from 6 to 8, with Amy Traylor, who's a great programmer, and we worked together on a music video for a song from this new CD, Appalachian Grandbaby, recently, and we're going to have kind of a multimedia experience and project some music videos on the wall and stuff, and at least that's my hope. And then I'm playing December 8th at the Lizard Tail Brewing up on Montgomery and Eubank.
Excellent. Monday, October 29th, the show starts at 7 p.m. at the Blue Grasshopper, and that's at 4500 Arrowhead Ridge Drive Southeast.
Rio Rancho, yeah.
In Rio Rancho.
It's funny when you come from somewhere else for so long. Like, I was living in Winslow and commuting to school in Flagstaff, and it was like, you know, 80 miles each way. And I got it done. And then I come here and they're like, hey, you've got us, I'm calling on your couch for sale on Craigslist. And they're like, okay, well, I got to let you know, it's in Rio Rancho.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I'm like, okay, can I come get it?
It's 40 minutes away. It's not that
well,
bad.
Well, it kind of depends, too. Like, some Rio Rancho's 15 minutes away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well,
dorky local
long
stuff.
Way, short way, no matter where you are, that's at the Blue Grasshopper in Rio Rancho. And in November, the CD release party, where does that take place?
At the Arts Lab at University and Central. Just on the west side of University. It's the building on the corner there. It's kind of unmarked, but inside it's really cool.
It's really cool, and you can see it there. It says Arts Lab.
It's the place to be.
Yeah.
The unmarked, cool inside place.
And that's the CD release.
There might be an unreleased video or two. I'll see how much I can get done between now and then.
And then you'll have, like you were saying, I mean, it's the Arts Lab, video projection, mapping, and all kinds of cool things going on.
Yeah, some creative coding and some motion-sensitive cameras and stuff.
Wow. Cool. And the most upcoming event is Monday, the 29th of October. The Blue Grasshopper show starts off at 7 p.m., and that's in Rio Rancho.
Yep, and that's myself, Jonah, Micah, Judy, and American Opera from Brooklyn.
That's right. Excellent. And that is Jonah, Micah, Judy's new album, Appalachian Grandbaby, which we'll hear more of now here on Ear to the Ground.
And that has been our conversation. I'm going to actually cue up something different from this this record. Give me one second. Jonah, Micah, Judy, let me remind you, coming to Blue Grasshopper Monday the 29th. And then, let's see how that sounds. Yeah, that's going to sound good. No, that's not. How about that? Okay, coming to Blue Grasshopper on the 29th. We're just about done. We'll hear more from this album, Appalachian, next week, probably. We'll also hear some more of the vote songs. I think Todd Tijerina's vote song will be first up. And other things besides, maybe even the debut of Hurdle on the radio. Hoping to have that with you for a feature. Stay tuned. Coming up next will be Route 66. We'll close with a little bit more of Jonah, Micah, Judy and Appalachian Grandbaby.
Ooh, at the window to the west. Can't miss her when she calls. Why when I meet you, I'm always on the catch. Bottle in front, changing your sound. All I am out the window to the west. Bottles in town, rusting on the road. All I am, make takes you far. Can't miss her when she calls.